I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
There's the connection of the scriptures. The Jewish scriptures talk about a Messiah and talk about forgiveness of sin. And we as believers in Jesus believe that Jesus is the one who makes those connections possible. So all of that to say is we need to talk about our faith in ways that use terms that build bridges rather than alienate by building walls. So you may have noticed I tried to talk about being a believer in Jesus rather than being a Christian, because the word Christian has a lot of painful connotations for Jewish people, and it doesn't really communicate what we want it to. I think it's very important to talk about Jesus, the Messiah, and I would avoid using the word Christ when talking to Jewish people. It just has been used in so many ways that Jewish people hear it, that they were, you know, Jewish people have been called Christ killers. It's not a word that communicates well. So what I think we need is the word the Messiah, Jesus the Messiah. I think it's important to talk about people being Jewish people rather than Jews. The word Jew sounds a little harsh in Jewish ears. That's why this book is entitled Engaging with Jewish People rather than saying the book is Engaging with Jews. So I tried to share some of those sensitivities that Gentile Christians, followers of Jesus, need to be aware of.
Should we focus on the Old Testament? Do we call it the Old Testament? And is Isaiah 53 sort of one of those places where we'd want to, at some point, bring someone to?
The sooner you can get to Isaiah 53, the better. So, yes, I certainly do think so. And I've known many, many Jewish people who have heard that passage read, and they say, wait a minute, is that in our Bible? I thought that was in, you know. I think I would avoid the term Old Testament. I think talking about the scriptures or the Hebrew scriptures, maybe you could say the Older Testament and the Newer Testament, perhaps. But I want to try to use terminology that brings those together. So I think the Bible, the scriptures, are better ways of talking about it. And yes, I think we want to try to show that the Jewish prophets looked forward to a time of peace and time of culmination of all that creation was moving toward, and a promise of a person, a specific person who would be a great teacher, would be a great example, but would ultimately be an atoning sacrifice to pay for sins.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.